Paul Tonko, we always love it when you come and talk to us here in your own congressional district here on Central Avenue, but you get here, and that's really nice. So the first thing I want to ask you about is, can Donald Trump win this election?
You know, I think the climate out there is so unpredictable that it's very difficult to, it's easy to imagine anybody winning in this climate. I think the odds are against it. But, you know, polling has not been accurate of late. There are a number of people who, perhaps because of the awkwardness of Mr. Trump, don't acknowledge they would support him.
The old but silent but moral majority.
There's anger and fear that they're playing to, and those are powerful emotions.
So if you were the Republicans, you're not, but you're an established politician. You've gotten to the United States Congress. You've survived. You're one of my favorite people in the world. So let me just ask you this. What would you do if you were the Republicans? Is talk about, you know, going into the convention and finding somebody else, maybe Paul Ryan, or you stick with the candidate. He says, not to belabor this, they can't do that. Millions of people voted for me, and those millions of people will obviously be very angry if I don't get the nomination.
They're in a tough spot, I believe, because either path is somewhat fragile. There's an awkwardness to the candidate because he's made his whole campaign about challenging the establishment, and now people find that, well, at times establishment does respond policy-wise. And that, you know, the offensiveness, the playing to emotions of anger and hate and fear can render you unacceptable. So, you know, I think one thing becomes very clear. It's one thing to run in a primary race, and then when you move it to the general election, it becomes a whole different pattern. And the dynamics of which... the dynamics that he wrapped himself in for the primaries seemed to work, and the bullying worked, but now it's down to a general election mode, and that's pretty difficult. There are a lot of people out there that want to think their way through this.
If you're Hillary Clinton, who do you pick to be your vice presidential candidate?
Probably go to one of the battleground states, anywhere from Michigan to Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, perhaps Virginia.
Not Florida.
I think Florida should do well for Senator Clinton, Secretary Clinton.
Hmm.
And I think that you have someone that acceptable to the both the moderate and left of moderate end.
But you still have to be able to live with them. I mean, I think that this Obama-Biden thing has worked out incredibly well.
It's been a very strong team. There seems to be loyalty and respect.
And likability.
You know? Likeability,
on the
right.
other hand, you take a look at LBJ and JFK, those guys didn't like each other at all.
Yeah, or even the, a number of the teams that we've had as president and vice president in our lifetime. There were, moments of unrest. But the President Obama, Vice President Biden thing has been very strong.
Okay, so now let's go to Bernie Sanders.
Right.
We get a lot of phone calls here. The system is corrupt. The system was loaded. It wasn't fair. The election wasn't fair. They robbed it in Nebraska. Debbie Wasserman Schultz rigged the game. I'll never vote for that woman no matter what. What would you do if you were the Clinton forces right now in order to get the Bernieites back?
I think the dialogue is important. I think the fact that Senator Sanders and Secretary Clinton are speaking, working their two teams together is important. You know, in many ways, they have some strong dynamics that are in agreement. There are some differences that divide that. But all in all, I think the uniting factor here is, look, if we don't get this together, if we don't get the act together, Donald Trump becomes the president. Mm. And I think the nation can ill afford that.
Well, now we see in the New York Times, no less, the upshot column suggesting that there are many more, quote, white voters out there than we thought, and that could help Trump immeasurably. Do you give any credence to that?
I think that, there is a hidden force that may not reflect their support for Trump. And, that does cause concern. But I think at the same time, he has revved up a base that can be very solidly for Senator Clinton. Mm-hmm. That includes the voters of color, Latinos, and certainly elements of creed that he's offended too, with the Muslim bashing. And I think it's interesting because he seems to bring on intense responses, and that can be good for building our base and supporting our base and his. So it's really it's a very interesting election to follow.
Paul Tonko, you are on the Subcommittee on Environment and the Economy. We've all been sort of looking at what's going on in Great Britain right now as to whether or not they should get out from their own perspective of the European Union and whether it'll hurt trade here. I mean, President Obama went abroad and said, you should stay in. How important is it to us?
I think it's important for Britain to stay, the UK to stay with the European Union. I think it would be a tough thing if they did leave. Apparently, the vote is very, very close. And, you know, Britain has always been a very strong ally. And I think
except there was a small problem at the very beginning.
Yeah, right? Well, I think we've
and then around 1812, there was another issue.
There was another issue. But for the last couple of years, they've been a very strong ally. And I think that, you know, the European economy, which is important to not only us, but the international economy, becomes all the more frail if that European Union is further divided. And I think it just for the sake of growth in the economy and trade potential, it's good to have them stay united.
President Obama is enjoying very good, very favorable ratings.
Absolutely.
Right now as he goes out. There's something, he's got some real gravitas.
Well, I think it speaks to the frankness that the public respects. They want to see something done. They want to know what's part of your agenda here, and what does it mean to me? And when you start talking about some of the fairness issues, talking about addressing violence in the streets, our incredibly poor record of, gun violence prevention, growing the economy, having that steady growth, you know, people are reflecting now on the fact that he took on this office at a time when we were losing 800,000 jobs per month. Per month. We were in desperate situation. Our economy was sinking fast. Never since then, since March of 2009, weeks into his tenure, the economy turned around, has continued to grow. And there have been tough things. You know, he addressed the Osama bin Laden factor. You know, he's kept us in a rather peaceful situation. And has also invested in manufacturing in our country, which I think is important. So I think that I think history will prove to be very, very good to President Obama.
Paul Tonko, of course, is a Democrat, New York's 20th district. He's been here since 2009, which to me seems like yesterday. But actually, you know, it wasn't yesterday. It's like 17 years so far, something like that. Is my math wrong?
Seven.
Well, 2009 to 2016.
Seven.
Well, somewhere's around there. It's been a long time. Anyway, Paul Tonko, we love you, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you.